Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, I want to welcome all of you affectionately to this festival with three ceremonies. We are very happy to announce that this is a special Jamashtami celebration, one which we in Goloka Dham have really anticipated. We have thought about it. When will the day come? And it is now here. We will, as you know, most properly, tomorrow is we will celebrate the 50th year in which Radha Madan Mohan are here with us in this country of Germany, and then the second celebration will be Shri Krishna's appearance, and the third Prabhupada's appearance. So it's three appearances, and they start with the deities, and perhaps this is the it's a kind of good succession. The first form in which the conditioned soul sees the Lord is his Acha Vigraha form, which he can behold with his eyes and serve with his limbs. We have just sung, and some of you we will dance for the pleasure of the Lord. So this is the first form of Krishna in which we see him. Then 5,000 plus years ago, he appeared in his Svarupa, his eternal form, which he is always, in which he is always present. And this is all followed by celebrating the person who brought all this to us, His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, on the third day. So it's three ceremonies really within one festival. That's a lot. It is clear to me that all of you have come from different places and you're still arriving. Your body may be here, but the mind has to find its way and become used to being with so many devotees all at once. I know one devotee has come all the way from Australia, which from our perspective is very far away. And others of you have come from Switzerland, from Belgium, many will come the next few days, and Ramanji has come from France, from Paris. So you all have made a long journey, and I thank you very much for making time for this festival. I would like to tune you a little in. This session is called A Unique Chance, so we have sung so much already, but why not more? But very briefly we will chant. You to sing this well-known Jai Radha Madhava, really with a mood to arrive here spiritually. It's very good in all spiritual practices to practice some mana samharanam. It is collecting the mind. Jai Jai Radha. Tata Madhava Kunya Viha Ani Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi jana valla va giri varatta je
Gopi jana valla va giri varatta je
Gopi jana valla va giri varada re
gopisha sava sava
yasodanana rajajana ranjana Yasodhanandana Rajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Enjaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Gaura Prema Nandi Hari 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 Bo. Those of you who know the prayers, please join me. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvisesa Sunyavani Pashyadhyane Shatara Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gauravaktaminda Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, many years ago, after I had been to many retreats, many festivals, I decided to sit down and somehow capture in words what goes on in a festival when we observe it properly. And because I do feel we will have a unique chance when we use this festival in the proper way. You know, it's almost like two activities bring a total different result. When I'm having a garden where I grow herbs and tomatoes perhaps and carrots, etc., I can use this garden for my own nourishment, my own food, and have one result. Or I could do the same activities, watering the plants, and harvesting tomatoes, protecting it from insects, and make it a spiritual activity by growing food which I offer to the deities. I'm consciously using this example because here in Goloka Dham, at least two families, if not more, have gardens, and if they use that garden in that last way, it becomes a garden meditation. So it's like this with everything. You could go to this festival and have one type of experience by just being there, but you could also make it an experience that is totally different, that brings you total different results. Although you may be looking the same, like a person who just comes maybe on a hike through the nature park which we have here, and who may stumble in the temple, look at everything, be sympathetic to what's going on, talk with new people and so on, and then go home. You could do the same thing as they do. But if you make it your own personal, part of your own personal journey, my dear devotees, you will have a total different experience, almost like the gardener who works the garden for his own consummation and has a different experience than the gardener who works the garden for Krishna, really. So I wrote something, I hope you will like it. From time to time, every now and then, go away and come to Goloka Dham. Because if you're spending time with the devotees in worship of Krishna here, you will look with new eyes on your life. Often most of us are now constantly busy in what we do, and we sometimes, without coming on pilgrimage to a holy place like this one, we may get lost and overwhelmed, but pilgrimage gives us a new set of eyes which helps us to see all those points which we have overlooked. This can give us a new power of judgment. This is good to do. This is unnecessary to do in my life. So from time to time, go some distance away, because then only will you be able to look with new eyes and see what you have overlooked. I know some of you are before making important life decisions, and you may not yet see that your path is clear. But when you come back from a pilgrimage, you come back usually with new eyes, with new insights, with new blessings, perhaps. And then you can do, then you can be more determined to go on the great journey, the only journey that matters, the journey which takes you to Krishna. My dear devotees, if each one here in the room would only know who walks besides us, left, right, sometimes in front, but always somewhere there, there would be no fear and no confusion. If we would only know who all the time is there, the avijñāta, he's known as the Bhagavatam, the unknown. It's one of the many names of the Lord in the heart. If you would only know this, my dear devotees, there would be no fear, no confusion, no unanswered questions. But because life is now so busy for most of us, we are expert in looking the other way. Even when we come to the Hare Krishna Hare Rama movement, no, yes, I say it in an Indian pronunciation. Even if we join our movement, no, you can miss the whole point. Therefore, my little advice to you, and here you will need to focus in order to catch it. It's a little subtle. Leave your identity kit at the entrance of Goloka Dham. What is an identity kit? We all identify with, this is me, I'm the German Swami, the son of a director, I'm languages. Is that true? English? German? What's the third? The language of the heart, I would say. Hare Krishna. Got myself out of this one. But these are all external things which cover me. I'm already an old devotee. So many things I could bring. This is an identity kit. A kit is a word which, it's not the child, the kit. It's written with a T at the end, and you might have to look at your Google Translator to find out what it means. In German, it's ein Bausatz, you know, like do you know Lego in your cultures? There are different parts, and with it, you can build your house, you can build a gas station, you can build a rocket that takes you to the moon, theoretically. This is a Lego kit, you know. There are different building blocks to this kit, and we all have an identity kit with us. Building blocks with which we construct our reality, our identity, the way the world knows us, and so on. But really, leave all this at the door, this subtle and gross baggage. I'm so and so, I have this and that. Try it during the time of the festival to wake up to another reality, that I am really Krishna's servant. I was Krishna's service before a servant, before I came to this life. And when this life ends, as it might end for someone who I know, he's in his last few days on this planet, he's dying at the moment. It's one of the many people I pray for. He will leave this identity kit and enter into another eternity, you know, what comes after his present life. So for the moment, leave also your identity. I'm so-and-so behind. I have this and that. And try to see yourself. I'm really Krishna's servant. Some of you feel very glad to our Srimati Radharani. I'm Srimati Radharani's servants. And I'm now around with others who are servants of the Lord. My life here is I will serve Krishna, and I will also try to be of encouragement, assistance, and support to Krishna's servant. And I have now this unique chance to move into for 3 days. Is it three? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yes, for 3 days to move into a space where I think of my relationship with Krishna. Hare Krishna. We are just now closing the altar, so let us acknowledge this. Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohana Ki. Jiva Goswami makes the point in the Bhakti Sandavas that from this simple, you could call it exercise or simple practice of seeing ourselves not as the body and the mind, and freeing ourselves from our gross and subtle baggage, from this one practice, your eternal life will happen. From this understanding, I'm the servant of Krishna, your eternal life can happen. As you go on with this understanding, more details of you being a servant will be revealed, until you even know particulars about your service in the spiritual world. How do you think about this project? Hari Bol means chant Hare Krishna. We have heard so many times, I'm not the body. I think we have not yet realized it. Many of us are still becoming anxious, fearful for the things that happen in the small spot life. No? This is now a possibility to move into our identity. And the way we do it is simple. We act as a servant, we try to think as a servant, we try to have the mood of the servant, and as you will do this, you will see it. Radha Madan Mohan will reciprocate like anything. How can we say that the Lord is reciprocal, that he hears us, that he comes to our help when we need it? What is our, basis for saying this? My dear devotees, there's a work which most of you have read, and those who have not read it, I think it's on your reading list. It's the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And there we hear how Krishna looks, anticipates or entgegenfiebert. My God, this is an English word, I don't know. How Krishna is almost feverish with eagerness to receive all of us. The Lord of the spiritual sky, the kingdom of God, greets a homecoming soul with these words, Swagatam. It means welcome. And as if this is not enough as a greeting, he repeats it, Swagatam. I was thinking the Lord repeats it, but you're welcome to repeat it also. it means welcome, welcome, two times, because he's so happy that the soul has returned. And then he expresses what is in his heart. He says, I have been eager for so many days to see you. Oh friend, he addresses us as a friend. He is not annoyed with our absent-mindedness and our long years of being just not there in our relationship. He says, oh friend, you have gone through many births, but during all this time you did not show even the smallest interest in me. I was thinking, will he come this birth or that birth? When you did not come, I thought, perhaps in the birth after this birth, but you didn't show interest. Now in this birth, this means the present one, you can relate this to you. In your birth, you have turned towards me, no? And hoping for this, I have been constantly dancing like an ignorant person. You know, it's a very beautiful image. Krishna is there waiting, or the Lord is waiting, but we are ignoring him. We are so absorbed, like a little child is absorbed in its toys. We are absorbed in our toys, titles, positions. Ooh, so important for us. No? And we are not with the Lord. But he is waiting for us like an ignorant, and he's dancing, looking down the path. I remember I received in our little ashram, I sometimes received many devotees. And we mostly have to work like anything when we come from tours. But I remember it was said that the Russian devotees would come. They usually come in big numbers. I remember we did not know exactly when, but we came out of the garden gate and we looked down the road. We strained our ears to hear that they would come by truck, most probably. the sound of the tires on the cobblestones, they make such a sound when you come to us. And then I thought I heard something in the distance, and I remember I was just had waited a long time, and I started to dance with happiness. Soon the devotees will come. We can ask them, how are you? And they will say harasho to us, most properly, and we can serve them with some prasadam, a place to rest, a good words of welcome, and so on. I remember looking down again and again, and in the end even dancing. So Krishna, or the Lord, is like this, but we did not turn until the present birth. I saw many of you were chanting to Krishna, for Krishna. Today, most of you were absent-minded like anything, and I saw many of you looking at the mobile telephone, but it's a beginning. You are starting seriously, no? And so on. So this is, Krishna addresses this. I could not find any way by which I could bring you here, because I could not break the injunctions of the Vedas. I was very upset with you that you ignored me for so long. Is this a loving upsetment? It's okay. Being so eager for your mercy, I finally violated the religious principles that were made by myself and made you take your birth near my beloved Govardhan, while I descended there as your guru named Jayajanta. In this translation, there is not a certain subtlety is missing. Krishna says, I can't break my own laws, which I have set up, which means I do not interrupt or interfere your independence. You have to make the decision to want to come. Then only I can act. I cannot overwhelm you. I will not kidnap you, in other words, or manipulate your mind, which would be easy for the Lord, since he is in the heart and gives knowledge and so on. No, I can't do this. And I was thinking, when is he showing some inclination, like chanting my holy name? Then, when this is done, I can become active and I can help come into the life. Isn't that an interesting subtlety? Krishna wakes for that little moment in which we as souls turn to him in all seriousness, and then he reciprocates. Yes, he is very reciprocational to bhakti, Krishna. So this was about Lord Narayan. In my evening katha tomorrow, I will continue how this waiting of God for us looks in different, how it looks in Krishna's case. But I only wanted to say, please know, my dear devotees, you will not lose anything when you leave your Lego kit with all these identifications at the door. Let it stand. Most probably it's still there when you leave Goloka Dham. And for the time being, try to stay in this mood of being without these identifications. No, and try to go into the Krishna Seva mood. What do you think? This is a mystic process, my dear devotees. We shed like someone who sheds on into Madhu, Haribol, du bist ja da, it's nectar. We shed our false identity and leave the identity, the wrong identities behind us, and we do it not in an artificial way. We do it as being there for 3 days as servants of Krishna, as parts of Krishna. That will mean we run to certain programs. I can only encourage you, be careful that you don't become totally sleep deprived, and then you can only participate half. You know, the mind is somewhere else and the body is sitting there. But try to make the best out of it. It's a unique chance. Where do you have this in your life? Where do you come together with so many devotees? On Jamashtami, on Prabhupada's appearance day, isn't that the time for you to tune yourself in and become aware of that person who is always next to you, who is always with you? I think you will agree with me. No, yes, middle, It's so boring, Maharaj, we cannot think of what you say. You can hear. Yeah. Now to make this a little bit, I was not convinced about your yes, and I knew it would be so small. A small yes, we want a bigger yes. I will take you on a journey now, where this, what you have heard, will now be practiced by you. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
That was a little better. What we will do, my dear devotees, I will put you into a state of deep samadhi. I'm joking a little. That's not possible for anyone, at least not someone with my little spiritual caliber. But I can ask you to make an inner journey. Your body has now come here, but I will encourage you to bring your mind here. I will bring you into this thing, into a space, and then we will sing a kirtan from that place. Okay?
Yes. Good.
Hare Krishna, welcome to this little meditation. It's important in our life to bring our mind to what we do. Srila Prabhupada once said, devotee means the mind, and it's especially important, of course, doing chanting. You know how absent-minded chanting is even considered to be the opposite. It's an apparat. It's the opposite of good. So bringing the mind to an experience will help us perhaps to leave the false identity behind, or identifications. They are really only, and this will be good. I request you to sit. Can you see how relaxed Krishna is at the moment here? You see, I don't know if he is satisfied with me or not. I do hope. Wonderful. Have you noted? Really, like, yes, let us see. Let us see how my devotees will be doing now. We will awaken our spirituality by one seed mantra. It's the mantra. You know, when you are in Nandagaon at the palace of Krishna in Vrindavan, when you have visited the temple, you sit down on the steps. The door is there, a huge door. But you have left the palace of Lord Krishna. You are sitting now and getting ready to face the world. And you can sing that also when you enter. So it's a Ram mantra. The sound is good, but your mind is missing. We can hear this. So you have to put the mind into the sound vibration. No? Those who know the art of mantra chanting, the mind must go into the mantra and the mantra must go into the mind. Or in simple words, You must pay full attention and be with the mantra. So a deep inhale, and then we will do 5 times Ram. You will see it will do something if you just go into the sound vibration and don't stay outside. No? Deep inhale. Allow yourself to sink into the sound vibration. Deep inhale. Focus. My dear everyone, if you're ready, please close your eyes. Those who are afraid when they have closed eyes, it happens, we have sometimes such cases. Open eye meditation is all right for you. Collect yourself a little. And ask yourself a simple question. What could I do so that my future self will be grateful to me? What advice could I give my future self so that it will be grateful? We will go now on an inner journey and find that out, no? See yourself arriving in Goloka Dham. You have come this morning or this afternoon. How did you come? With what vehicle? Did you come by your own transportation? Did devotees bring you from the next train station? I don't know, but sometimes people come by helicopter nowadays, but I don't think any one of you is like this. And before you are going into the temple room, be willing to give up your false identification and come in the mood of a simple servant. Now it will become wonderful. Move into the temple room. In your mind, perhaps you want to give your obeisances to Srila Prabhupada on the Vyasa Sangha. Wonderful. And then move to the altar for Radha Madan Mohan. What do you see? In the mind eye, some of us see brightness on the altar, colors. Can you please look a little bit closer? Can you see in your mind's eye the deity? I think you can? May I ask you, how is he dressed? What's the color of the dress today?
Radha Maniya is wearing a dress where bottom is of violet color, between is red color.
Yeah, yes, Prabhu, this is about meditation, but it's nice that you are slightly different program at the moment. Yes. I remember it's a yellow dress, but you have to find out when the curtain goes up. Spend some time before the altar and pray. My dear Radha Madan Mohan, for so many long years in this material world, birth after birth, I have totally ignored you. Now I'm turning to you like your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. Please, now put this mood, please accept me in your singing of the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare For coming, first of all, that's the most important thing, and for your wonderful association. I would like to repeat my message to all of you so that it does not, that it has your focus and you can remember it easily. I was speaking of a process in which we it's called Buddha Shuddhi, really. It's done at the beginning of all spiritual efforts, where we don't identify any longer with the body and the mind. I'm not a lecturer, I'm not a man, I'm not a German, I'm not a conflicted being, I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. No? This is something that must be practiced. It cannot be understood theoretically by attending a lecture. It can, of course, intellectually be understood, but not be realized unless you practice something. So we were, in our tradition, we have the Buddha Shuddhi practice, you know, by my nature, I'm an eternal servant of you, Krishna. I was wasting my time in the cycle of birth and death. So many births and deaths have taken place. But then, by the mercy of my spiritual master, I actually understood that I'm different. I was following an illusion, actually. And now I'm engage myself fully in your service. So this is done traditionally in our line. We have a spiritual school, so to say. Krishna consciousness is based on deep essential truths from the Vedas, and we were trying in our own little ways to come to this, and from this, how do you find this? From this understanding, and I guess also practice of acting on this level, all your spiritual realizations will come. It's a nice promising statement, no? It's a encouraging, no? Luis, no? Yes, and it will come from there. So if you can act as much as possible on that level, our Bhujan Prabhu reminds us, he says something like this, try to act in harmony with that part of yourself which only wants Krishna. Yes. So here is, this is the 3 days, you know, you have this possibility. This doesn't mean to not eat pizza and hang around with our friends and say foolish things, you know, to each other. This is what friends do, you know. Oh, you were once so beautiful, now look at you. You know, at least that's how we talk, that's how I talk with my friends, you know. So yes, we say things and we do, but we always return to that spiritual core, and that will be very essential for our life and for our 3 days. It's a unique chance. Do you have any questions? No, it's absolutely clear for me. There is one question. Purnamasi. I think the bottom needs to be.
You spoke about how Gopkumar came to Krishna, and Krishna said, I break my vow not to interfere, but we see in our lives that, as you also explained in one of your examples, that the spiritual master is like a mother who is waking up the child who is sleeping. So it's like also interfering. So can you explain more? It seems like we are also in a similar position like Gopkumar.
Wow, that's a wonderful question, yes. First of all, just so that this is right, this is what Lord Narayana of the Vaikuntha world said to the Gopkumar when he came. What Krishna says is you will faint when you hear it. It's that we hear another time, not today. So yeah, but it's all about God does not interfere into the desires of the soul. He needs to see some little inclination, and he takes any pretense, so to say, any little thing, and makes that very big. So yeah, when the Lord, this is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, sees that we have a little inclination, he sends us a disruptor, the spiritual master, who in some ways disturbs or not dis, you know, interferes with the normal course of our life. But he needs to see that there's some inclination, and only if there is inclination will we be able to take the help. I remember there was this godbrother who came in the early days to Prabhupada, and he was very attached to his old ways. And one day, Prabhupada, and he would come and go, no? Come and go, come and go, come and go. And Prabhupada one day received him, and he had a dhoti in his hand, and he gave the dhoti to that devotee. Now this is a language which is known in all cultures. A new person, a monk, is ordained by giving them a new dress. So this is a universal language. The devotee was very young, but he understood Prabhupada wanted him to dress in that dress and become a devotee, you know, and act according to what the dress means. So he said, I'm not ready yet. And Prabhupada looked at him almost with an imploring expression in his eyes, and he said, since the last so many births, I don't remember how many, I think it was 100 or was it 50, or, you know, since so many births, I'm trying to bring you to this path, and you always give the same answer. So, but still, Purnamasi, if we look, there must have been something with that devotee. He later became a devotee, as far as I know. And I mean, devotee, he surrendered. But there must have been something small, 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 so small that he might not even have seen it, which Krishna has seen. And he responded. And I think if you look in your life, I can look in my life, I was very busy with music, films, and partying, when one day, I still remember, I went through a tunnel. It was so, I mean, this is something to write about. It was very dark and people were very hectic, moving underground, you know. And I walked, and then I saw on the left side, in the tunnel, a little, you know, advertisement thing. It was full of light, and there was this beautiful picture of Krishna. A very beautiful picture. And I do remember I looked at that picture for a long time. I missed my next appointment because I just stood there looking on the picture, and I felt a call. I can only describe it like this, Purnamasi. So maybe this was when I was very young. I think you would not have talked with me at that time. Young, foolish, and arrogant. I looked at this, and I remember something in me said, one day I will come, one day I will come. So perhaps that is what Krishna saw in me. And then he reciprocated, and I met devotees. This was before I met devotees. I met Prabhupada and through his books and so on. And so he looks. And I think, just like Krishna is reciprocal, we have to perhaps increase our own reciprocation on his invitation. We have reciprocated when we joined this movement. We have reciprocated in many services which we have done. But how will you reciprocate on Janmashtami? This is something we can think about, no? How will you spend this 3 days in that spiritual identity as the servant of Krishna. And Purnamasi, when you leave Jamashtami, your hands will have so many gifts. It's like a Himalaya mountain. Our Purnamasi will stumble out of the, wow, I'm in bliss! and he gives more. Hare Krishna. Gut. Fühlt ihr euch denn angesprochen oder gar nicht? You could understand what I was trying to. I speak very simple because when it gets complicated, no one else of us thinks of putting it into practice. But when it's really like, okay, this I have to do, then we are challenged, you know, okay, I have to do this now. What could it mean to reciprocate for Krishna? What's about going into the kitchen? Let's now be a little bit practical. Rendering some service. Cleaning the toilets. Wow! That's a project. What's about not talking so much gossip, just a little, talking about spiritual things. What's about making gifts to devotees? What's about exchanging things in confidence that you are keeping secret since 1 year and have not talked to anyone about your thoughts? No. Should I get more concrete? What's about, you know, attending Mangal Aarti? 4:30. This means you have to get up at 4:00. You might have to wait before the bathroom, and if it's occupied, you have to dive into the river. and I'm getting a little concrete now. What's about taking your bhakti to the next level? Good. Nun habe ich aber. I need to challenge my audience, otherwise they never, never, never think about what is said. Good. There were other questions I saw. Hesitant hands. Not just because we want to say something. It must be real questions, no? Mandaleshwari, you always have real questions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so very much to bring it up. This is very essential and important point. As we know that we must, all sadhana which we do is just to raise us to the sattva-gun. Because until we are in the sattva-gun platform, we cannot have a progress in our spiritual life and even come to the point that it's interesting to become. Who am I? Who am I really? But sometimes in practical life, even one try to keep this sadhana and do everything, but sometimes it's difficulty and challenges comes in one after another.
Yeah.
Especially for people around you, you know. And of course, surrender to accept that everything is happening under divine order. There is some meaning. But sometimes it's very overwhelming, you know, one after another, and this person, that person, especially right now, I come from Iran, situation in Iran is just so disaster, you know, just so disaster. And I know people around me also that are suffering a lot. So, and you know, it just disturbs the mind a lot, you know, so this peaceful mind, which is really required to could be able to deep sattva guna, which could be raja guna, to disturb us. So what is your advice and what should we do in that kind of situation? To could we keep mind in the Sufi platform and just focus on your relationship to Krishna?
Yeah, very good. Yes, things get overwhelming, then we become anxious. Prabhupada said, don't look at the news. They make the material world appear so real, but most of us are looking at the news. And we become anxious and we are not impressed by the presidents of the world. In Kali Yuga, to come to the goodness platform is not easy, Mandalesh Hari. If you don't mind, I can say what I do. I find myself often in situations when I'm on tour that I'm physically exhausted. I'm in a way also mentally exhausted because I'm meeting just so many people, ping, 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 ping. I have 10 minutes for each one, and it has to be the best 10 minutes in their lives, you know, and like this, Seva. Then I'm getting now older. I don't have the same amount of energy like I used to have. Things get on my nerves. This is what happens when you older, your vata is increased, and in the midst of this, if you tell me be in Sattvagun, then I would say another impractical suggestion. What I have seen, however, Mandaleshwari, that I believe in the self-efficiency, ein deutsches Wort wäre Selbstwirksamkeit, of the processes of bhakti, that, okay, then I sit down, it's 10 o'clock in the night, I still have 8 rounds to do, I know the Krishna looks at me, like here, what will he do now with his 8 rounds, how will it be? I feel like that. Okay. I prayed, then I pray, I say, I'm really not in a good position to chant. I should have chanted in the morning, but it was not possible because we needed to get up early, catch the next flight, you know, and pa, and so on. Now, my Lord, I will try my best, and if you wish, please support me. And then I chant, and the first round is, my mind is, why this email, why this, why boo, why anything, you know, and I, why is it so expensive to travel nowadays, why is my dhoti not the right color, and oh no, I need a shave up, and otherwise I will be pursued and hanged by some members, you know, and so on. And all the mind is going churn, 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 churn. But I'm just continue to chant as good as I can, and it sometimes takes me two rounds is good, but three rounds, four rounds, and then the holy name just works, and I'm in the space where I can chant with devotional feelings. Sometimes you just have to do these devotional processes, even if you have no ideal sattvic circumstances, even if your family members are suffering illnesses or challenges, even if you know, the political situation in your home country is terrible and you are affected because you love these people who are back there, they're important to you, and so on. But you have to do it. And you know what, Mandaleshwari, when we serve Krishna, even in difficult circumstances, his pleasure is extra. We are not sunshine devotees. We are good sunshine devotees. I mean, not like Indian sun, but so hot. That, but we are not good weather devotees, but we are trying. And then some reciprocation comes. I found it especially in challenging situation that if I try my best and I pray to the Lord to please help her, understanding that I will fail, then I find the Lord is always there. Once Prabhupada met a priest, a very nice priest, Gary Davis was his good name, and they had a wonderful spiritual discussion, and the priest developed most people who were a little bit on a level where immediately seeing Prabhupada's greatness and in a way looking for advice. So that priest said, what should we pray when we turn to God? And Prabhupada said two things. My dear Lord, let me love you. And then he said, my dear Lord, give me the strength to serve you. And then he said, any other prayer will not make you happy. Strong words, no. So yes, we come helplessly. Our modes are not good, our mind is not good, our situation is what it is. But we turn to the Lord with these prayers. Let me love you. Please give me strength to serve you. And then the Lord reciprocates. And at the same time, try to live as sattvic as possible. You are not in the best age for sattvagun, but we can try, at least in our living space, we can be sattvic, we can have fresh set of clothes, good, well-washed clothes, we can take off our care of our own hygienic life, that it's good, we can, and you know what, when you try to help others, it's called Jiva Daya. Mahaprabhu is very satisfied. Very satisfied. Even if you need help, if you try to give others some attention, if you can, if it is difficult for your personality, okay. But if you can, do something for the well-being of others. Good. Hare Krishna. So I'm thinking we have reached a good end. Since I'm going so often to festivals, I always pray two things. Let me be a servant of you, my Lord, and of the devotees. And now when my health is not so good, it was a 5 weeks or 6 weeks tour, and I'm a little exhausted. I also pray, please give me the strength to serve you. No? And let's see, maybe tomorrow a helicopter will come and fly Sachinandan Swami to the emergency room of the hospital, but I don't think so. I think somehow it will go on. Good. I think I will end here. There is our talented MC who will give us an orientation for the festival. Krishna. In case you, all of you don't yet know, this is Krishna Prema Rupa Prabhu. He is a wonderful devotee. He is a scholar in bhakti also. He will give also some presentations during the part of the festival, and he is also in a very high and responsible managerial position in our society as a GBC because of his good heart and abilities. And for this festival, he will be your master of ceremonies. Hare Krishna.